بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Continuing with the Kitab Islah al-Aqaid, correction of our beliefs, which is extremely important. We carry on with the beliefs with regard to the messengers, the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam. The fourth belief with regard to the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam is that the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam were all the trustworthy servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They would never conceal or hide any part of the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the truth out of fear for any person. All the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam fulfilled their duties most perfectly and were successful even if no one accepted them. The sixth belief with regard to the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam is that the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam are never removed from their post. Allah Rabbul Izzat, whose knowledge is complete and all encompassing, will never choose a person who will turn out to be unworthy of the post. The seventh belief is the rank of some messengers surpasses the rank of others. The rank of a Rasul is higher in status than that of a Nabi. A Rasul is a specific and special messenger, whereas a Nabi is a general messenger. Every Rasul is a Nabi, but not every Nabi is a Rasul. A non-Nabi can never be equal to a Nabi. The eighth belief is Allah Jalla 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 Jalalu granted the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam some information of the unseen and future event according to need and expediency. But knowledge of all unseen things and being omnipresent, that is all present all the time, is a speciality of Allah Jalla Jalalu alone. Belief number 9, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of their total count. That is how many Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam Allah sent, only Allah knows exactly. The first of these messengers was Adam alayhi salatu was salam, and the final of these messengers was Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The remainder had been sent between the two. Some amongst them are very famous, like Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu was salam, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salam, Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu was salam, Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam, Hazrat Dawud alayhi salam, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam, Hazrat Salam, Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, Hazrat Harun alayhi salam, Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salam, Hazrat Yahya alayhi salam, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, Hazrat Ilyas alayhi salam, Hazrat Al-Yasa alayhi salam, Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam, Hazrat Lut alayhi salam, Hazrat Idris alayhi salam, Hazrat Zulkif alayhi salam, Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu was salam, Hazrat Hud alayhi salatu was salam, and Hazrat Shuaib alayhi salatu was salam. Belief number 10, Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu was salam was created by Allah Rabbul Izzat in Jannat from sand without the agency of any human parent. He, Adam alayhi salatu was salam, was the first man. He had no mother and no father. His wife, Hazrat Hawa alayhi salam, was created from his left rib. All human beings are from their progeny. Man appeared on earth in a state of spiritual, moral, intellectual, and physical perfection. Man is not the product of any evolutionary process which regards apes as the ancestors of men. To believe in Darwin's theory of evolution will cause a person to lose his iman. Belief number 11 is, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu was salam was created without the agency of a human father. He was miraculously born of Hazrat Maryam alayhi salatu was salam. He has not yet died a physical death. He was raised bodily in the physical state in wakefulness into the heavens where he is to this day. He will again descend on the earth prior to Qiyamah. His prime mission coming onto earth will be to slay, to kill Dajjal. He will live on earth for a period and die a physical death. Isa alayhi salatu was salam was not the son of God, or he was not God himself. There are many reasons why Isa alayhi salatu was salam cannot be God or the son of God, as Christians believe. A few are, one is, he was born of a mother. If being born of a single parent is a sign of being the son of God, then Adam alayhi salatu was salam have a greater rank to be called the son of God, as he was born without parents. The second reason, Isa alayhi salatu was salam used to eat and drink. This is a proof of need, a proof of need and want, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is completely free from. The third reason, Isa alayhi salam himself supplicated, made dua to and worshipped another being. If he was God, why did he supplicate to and worship another being? Or was he supplicating and worshipping himself? Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to correct our beliefs. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadih di alladhin astafa. Alhamdulillah, last night the 9th para was recited in Taraweeh here in the masjid. However, yesterday we stopped at Surah Araf, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining us that there is a place in between Jannat and Jahannam. People who did good deeds and bad deeds, and their deeds are equal, now they are in the middle. They are not in Jannat, they are not in Jahannam. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us an important lesson, that the link between the previous surah and Surah Araf is that we learned Allah ta'ala taught us, ask for sirati mustaqim, idina sirati mustaqim. And Allah showed us the straight path is the path of Qur'ani Kareem, and the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Nabi Kareem saw some spot in the path of the pious servants of Allah. Then Allah ta'ala warned us that stay away from all the negative factors that will take you away from sirati mustaqim. Like the first thing was Surah Baqarah, that is, don't become like the Jews and their little brothers, the Hindus, don't worship the cow, etc. Then don't become like the Christians, that they worship Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam. Don't worship the men of Allah, follow them. Then Allah Ta'ala taught us that don't make your passion and desires your woman, then not even your food and your enjoyment and entertainment, and then not an arm, all these animals that is the branded cars, etc. All these things, don't make these your object and your gods, otherwise this will lead you away from sirat e mustaqim. Then when a person realizes that I am on the wrong path and now I must come out, I am deluded and I went astray, now he realizes, now he comes in the in between, now he wants to come on the path of hidayat, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows, like Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala has shown us that each one of us should ask for wilayat and siddiqiyat, the highest stage to become the friend of Allah. But Allah Ta'ala's system is, after Nabuwat, there is a space in between. Then the stage of wilayat, the friendship of Allah Ta'ala starts. Like in this world, you get one country, then you get a space in between, no man's land, and then you get the next country. So now you came onto Araf, you're in the middle. Now you want to come onto the straight path. Allah Ta'ala teaches us the surah that comes ahead, Surah Tawbah. Make your Tawbah properly. When you have made Tawbah now, what you have to do, how to come on the straight path, Allah Ta'ala teaches us here in the surah so beautifully. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Nad alif lam mim sad. Kitabun unzila ilayka fala yakun fi sadrika harajun min litunzira bihi wa dhikra lil mu'minin. Ittabi'u ma unzila ilaykum min rabbikum wa la tattabi'u min duni awliya qalilan ma tadhakkarun. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, now you have made Tawbah, the straight path now is this Kitab of Allah that has been revealed to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this was not to make life difficult. And also Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had so much concern that we follow the Kitab. So Allah Ta'ala consoles him also that don't make it so difficult upon you. You just have to warn the people and let them take lesson. And who will take lesson? The true believers who are really sincere with their Tawbah and want to come to, on the path of Hidayat. What they should do, ittabi'u ma unzila ilaykum min rabbikum. That's what has come down to you from your Rabb, your Creator, your Sustainer, what has been revealed to you, follow that. And don't make anybody else besides Allah Ta'ala your friend. But very few people will take heed. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains, if you don't realize, wal waznu yawma idhin haq, tomorrow you have to stand in front of Allah. Allah is going to weigh your deeds. So it is very important that we see our deeds has to be sincere, not how much we do, but the quality is important. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains the honor of this human being. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَاكُمْ ثُمَّ صَوَّرْنَاكُمْ. See how we created you, and so beautifully we made you, and we gave you so much honor. The first human being, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, our forefather, Allah Ta'ala gave him the honor of knowledge of deen, and Allah made him masjood of the malaika, that when he came into the world, Allah Ta'ala told the angels that out of honor and respect, you make sajda to him. Iblis, who was also part of them, he could not realize the command of Allah and appreciate the command of Allah, he refuted the command of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, ma manaka Allah.
What's wrong with you? When I tell you to make sajda, my command, you don't accept. He wants to use his brain. As far as the command of Allah, we should never use our brain. We should have the love of Allah and be eager to obey Allah's command, whether we understand it or not. Yes, learn it from the proper ulama-i rabbaniyin. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains, when Iblis was rejected and kicked out of the court of Allah, again he used his brain. He said, "Anzirni ila yawmi yubathun." Said, "Oh Allah, give me time and respite till the day of Qiyamah. Now I want to mislead this man." Our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, if he only had a spiritual guide, instead of saying, "Anzirni," give me time, he should just change the zabar there and say, "Unzur ilay." Even in that condition, he says, Allah, please look at me with mercy. Allah Ta'ala would have forgiven him. So we learn, as we learn from our forefather, now he took an oath and he said, "Fabima ghwaitani lakudanna lahum siratika mustaqim." I make a pledge of Allah, I must lead them from the straight path. I'll come to them from the front, from the back, from the left, from the right. Why? You will find, wala tajidu aktharahum shakirin. Many of them won't make shukr. From this we realize, if we don't make shukr every morning of our iman, our life, etc., shaitan can mislead us very quickly. Make shukr, and shukr is obeying the commands of Allah. Then Allah Ta'ala explains it, how Allah Ta'ala made Adam alayhi salatu wasalam stay in Jannat and warned him that don't go near this particular tree, because you will become among the wrongdoers. But shaitan, who made a pledge to mislead, he is forced to salamu shaitan. He inspired evil thoughts in the heart of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and his wife Hawa alayhi salatu wasalam. And Adam alayhi salatu wasalam could never imagine that any person shows disrespect to the name of Allah. وَقَاسَمَهُمَا. He even took qasam in the name of Allah. And he said that, "I'm telling you out of extreme kindness that Allah Ta'ala has stopped you from that tree, not because it is haram, but Allah Ta'ala, if you eat that tree, you'll stay forever and ever in Jannat." Hazrat Hawa alayhi salatu wasalam, who's normally the weakest spouse, she got overtaken. She encouraged her husband that, "Let's eat from here." So from this also we learn that never just take the advices of our wives, because they generally weaker in mind. We have to be strong in mind and see what is right. And when they act from that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنَادَاهُمَا فَدَلَّهُمَا بِغُرُورٍ فَلَمَّا ذَاقَ الشَّجَرَةَ فَدَتْ لَهُمَا سَوْآتُهُمَا. Allah Ta'ala says they got deceived, they got deluded and fell into deception. And the moment they tasted from the tree, their clothes started falling off. Shame and haya came into them. From this also we learn, very important, if we eat the wrong type of food, then we'll fall into be sharmi, be hayai. So be careful what we eat. Allah Ta'ala told Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, "Didn't I warn you of this?" Immediately, no excuses. Qala rabbana zalamna anfusana. He didn't make like Iblis, used his brains and gave arguments in front of Allah. And this is the attitude we should have of our forefather. We make a mistake, Allah knows we are weak. Immediately say, "Ya Allah, please forgive me. Oh Allah, I wronged myself. Wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna. Oh Allah, if you don't forgive me, you don't shower mercy upon me, I will be among the losers." Then Allah Ta'ala says how he sent Adam alayhi salatu wasalam into this world. "And be careful of your enemy. Shaitan is all the time behind you. He will make your nafs inclined to you and to him, and your nafs will become your own enemy." Like Allah Ta'ala further reminds, "Ya bani Adam, qad anzalna alaykum libasan yuwarikum libasan sawatikum wa risha." Remember, in Jannat we gave you clothes, you made a mistake, your clothes started falling off. You came in this world, we gave you clothing also. So see that you wear modest clothes, especially our woman folk. We ourselves today, sadly we see men wearing tight fitting clothes, coming into the masjid, making sajda, your satr is open. We don't realize this. Allah Ta'ala says, see the type of clothes you wear. وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. What is the best type of clothes? The garments of taqwa. That is, learn to respect Allah, learn to have the love of Allah, and wear the clothes of the pious servants of Allah, which is closest to the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And don't ever have objections, why is this person wearing that? Follow the pious servants of Allah. That is the best for you, and these are all the signs of Allah, so that you take a lesson. Allah Ta'ala says, be careful, don't let shaitan put you into deception again. And remember, be very firm with justice and establish your salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further says that when you come to salah, khuzu zinatakum. They are dressed properly. You come into the house of Allah, you come into a meeting with Allah, so see that you dress properly according to the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't become bulb boards in the masjid and you're advertising for Adidas and all Nike and all those things. You come into Allah dressed properly. قُلْ مَنْ حَرَّمَ زِينَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي أَخْرَجَ الْعِبَادِي وَالطَّيِّبَاتِ مِنَ الرِّزْقِ. A very important lesson Allah Ta'ala teaches us here, which we learn from our honorable Shaykh, that Allah Ta'ala is teaching us don't make halal haram, and don't make haram halal also. That the beautiful things of this world, to have a nice car, nice house, nice clothing, etc., Allah didn't make it haram. If Allah Ta'ala gave you the means to have a nice car, everything according to halal, no problem with that. Eat the best of food also. But remember, Allah Ta'ala has taught us through our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. One is the mizaj, the nature of our deen is to be simple, to have simplicity. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to have a simple life. And like the khulafa of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the first two, that is the father-in-laws of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, they taught us what was the mizaj of deen. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed away, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala to go on to the minbar. So he showed that you should be humble. Don't sit on the place of your elders. He sat on the one step down where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to sit. Hazrat Umar radiallahu came, he had to sit on the minbar. He sat one step more down than Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Now Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala's time came. The son-in-law of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he taught us the lamas of deen. They don't go extravagant. When his turn came, then he sat on the place where Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sat. So they told him that, why are you sitting on the top place? He says, if I had to go downer, then the people after me, they will have to go and go further down. There'll be a well in the masjid. So learn the lamas of deen also. That is what is permissible, what is jais. Those people that Allah has given affluence and they wear nice clothes, don't object to them. Know the lamas, but learn to be simple also. Even if you're wearing nice clothes, Allah Ta'ala has taught us, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us the beautiful dua. Allahumma ahyini miskina wa amitni miskina. Let us love like the poor people. That is humbleness, etc. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says that don't falsify the deen of Allah. If you have pride and arrogance, then remember, inna alladhina kadhabu bi ayatina wastakbaru anha la tuftahu lahum abwabu as-samaa. That those who have pride and arrogance, Allah will never ever open the doors of Jannah for them. And they will never able to enter Jannah. Do good deeds and Allah Ta'ala will enter the doors of Jannah for you. Then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala explained that how the conversation will take place between the people of Jannah and Jahannam. وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ أَصْحَابَ النَّارِ أَنْ قَدْ وَجِدْنَا مَا وَعَدَنَا رَبُّنَا حَقًّا. The people of Jannah will say, oh, Jahannam is what Allah has promised. We find it true. Did you find it also true? They will say, yes. And then the people of Jahannam, they will cry. And they said, وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ أَنْ قَدْ وَجِدْنَا أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ. They will cry to the people of Jannah that please give us some water. It's extremely hot and terrible here. Then they will say, Allah Ta'ala made it haram. In the world you enjoyed yourself. You didn't restrict yourself from haram. Now when the reality is to enjoy all the favors of Allah, now Allah made it haram for you. So our Shaykh teachers are so beautiful. In restriction you'll get freedom. And if you want to be free in this world, you'll have everlasting restriction. Then Allah Ta'ala explains, وَنَادَى the people of Araf, those people who good deeds and evil deeds are equal. Now they are in between. They want to go to Jannah. They will beg Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Faiza Allah Ta'ala's mercy will come upon them and enter them. Then Allah Ta'ala says, how to love on this world? Recognize Allah. Inna Rabbakum Allah alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal ardh fi sittati ayyam. Don't you see how Allah Ta'ala created the heavens and earth in 6 days? Allah could have created it in a split moment. But to teach us all your important work, do it with proper place. Planning, etc., and follow the system of Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala. And in all this, don't think you are able to do yourself. Udu Rabbakum Tadarru wa Khufya. Call to Allah Taala. Make dua to Allah Taala with humbleness, and don't become extravagant, and don't make facade on the face of the earth. Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala further explained that how Allah Taala sent down the Anbiya Alayhi Wasallam to guide people. Hazrat Nuh Alayhi Wasallam, he guided his people. They didn't take heed. Wa ila Adin Aqam Huda, the comb of Ad was a very strong nation. Allah Ta'ala sent Hud alayhi salatu wasalam. They didn't take heed. How Allah Ta'ala destroyed them. Allah Ta'ala sent to Hazrat the qawm of Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wasalam. Samud, Allah Ta'ala sent Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wasalam and invited them to the oneness of Allah. They asked and made demands of the miracles. The miracles came and they chopped the camel of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. How Allah Ta'ala destroyed them. How Allah Ta'ala sent Lut alayhi salatu wasalam and guided his people, don't get involved in shameless actions, which sadly today has become the order of the day. Sodomy and homosexuality, and this is a terrible evil which today governments have a approved of, and we sadly we are of Muslims becoming gay. We should be very, very careful. Allah Ta'ala's punishment came down like laser bombs with their names written. So Allah Ta'ala warns us. Further, Allah Ta'ala taught us of the nation of Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam. They were big tradesmen, but they cheated. So be very careful how you do your business. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that be on the straight path, don't stop from the straight path. And remember, when you have to do this, then first biru, you'll have to make tawbah, you'll have to make sabr, and just be firm on the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Further, in the ninth supara, Allah ta'ala carries on with the incident of the Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam, and how his people did not take heed. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, remember, don't think that you are involved in your pleasures and entertainment and nothing is happening to you. Aminu makr Allah, that are you at ease, that the punishment of Allah won't come to you. Allah Ta'ala's punishment will come down. Ayyatiyam basuna bayatawam naimun. You'll be sleeping and Allah will send down a punishment. Or you'll be in the daytime enjoying your sports and entertainment. Allah Ta'ala will send down a punishment. So remember, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Further, Allah Ta'ala says, don't be like the proud, arrogant people like Firaun and his people. Allah Ta'ala sent Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to guide them. And with all his miracles, instead of realizing that this is the Nabi of Allah, وَقَالَ مُوسَىٰ يَا فِرَوْنُ إِنِّي رَسُولٌ مِّن رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. I am a messenger from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He demanded, what is your sign? Allah Ta'ala gave Musa alayhi salatu wasalam clear sign. When he dropped down his stick, it became a serpent. When he put his hand under his armpit and he took it out, it used to be shining bright. Instead of realizing this is a man of Allah, he objected and he said, no, this is all black magic, because that was common in that time. So he said, let us have a challenge and combat. And he called all the magicians of that time and they had a combat with Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And they said, Waja asara to Firaun, qalu inna lana lajan in kunna nahnu ghalibin. Like the people of this world, when they want to challenge the Anbiya, they don't ask for the enumeration. The magicians, they came, they said, if we have a challenge, will you pay us? He said, yes, you will become my very close ones. But they came in the dress of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And they showed respect to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in this way. They call ya Musa, imman turkiya wa imman nakunan mukin. Do you want to throw first or must we do our magic first? Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, you do your magic. You throw down your ropes. When they threw and just mesmerization on the people, it wasn't true, it was false. And then when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam saw this, he got worried. Allah Ta'ala said, you don't get worried. You do what you have to do. You obey Allah's commands and see the reality. He threw down his stick, it started eating all those artificial ropes of theirs, and immediately they fell into sajda. فَوَقَى الْحَقْ وَبَطَلَ مَا كَانْ يُعْمَلُونَ. The truth will prevail all the time. Don't be worried. And وَوْكِيَ سَارَجُ سَاجِدِينَ. قَالُوا أَمَنَّا بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. All these magicians, they say, we bring iman in Allah Rabbul Izzat. And the malaika said, ya Allah, that these people, they came to mock Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah said, they imitated the dress of my Kalimullah, my beloved Nabi. So if we imitate the dress of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, what iman Allah Ta'ala will give us? So we should realize, imitating any nation, that is how you will become. Further, Allah Ta'ala explains that further the people of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the Bani Israel that accepted Islam, instead of realizing that this is the true path, Fir'aun, his ministers, always guided him wrong, and they caused taklif to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and made demands. Allah Ta'ala sent down different types of punishment. 5 different types of punishments Allah Ta'ala sent. فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الطُّوفَانَ. Heavy floods came upon them. Then was jarad, all type of locusts, wherever they saw only locusts. Well, kummal, bed bugs all over. Was dafadiya, frogs all over. They opened their pots of food, frogs all over. When the Bani Israel, the true servants, they never used to happen to them. This was the people of Fir'aun and the Qibtis. وَجَمَا وَآيَاتِمُ وَالسَّلَاةِ. Then their blood, everything turned into blood. Allah Ta'ala says, all this was takbaru because of their pride and arrogance. Then Allah Ta'ala explains how Musa alayhi salatu wasalam came to Mount Tur and made itikaf for 30 days to get the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala encouraged him and increased it to 40 days. So we learn 40 days is a very sacred period. This will bring good spirituality in our life. That is why we have this itikaf coming to our share for 40 days. This is a great barakat and favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala granted Musa alayhi salatu wasalam the Torah, the tablet, but his people did not appreciate and they went against it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains, Then Allah Ta'ala put Hazrat Harun alayhi salatu wasalam, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam put his brother, that I am going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You take care of the Bani Israel. But what takada qawm Musa min badi min hulim ijlan jasallahu khawad. They took a cow and they made it their god. They made a golden cow and they made a hole in between where it used to blow. A sound came out and they told them this is their god. And they worshipped this. Allah Ta'ala informed Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, your people have went astray. When he came, he got upset and he told, what is wrong with you? Couldn't you wait? You became are too in a hurry, and this is the nature of insan. We just in the hurry. We can't obey Allah's commands and wait. Jannat is just now in front of us. Then he told Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, his brother Harun alayhi salatu wasalam, said, why didn't you take care? Yes, he said that these people did not listen, and I fear that you will say I will cause deviation among them. Qala Rabbi khfirli, he made dua for him and his brother Hazrat Hadur alayhi salatu wasalam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that how Allah ta'ala favored them. And who are those people that Allah will favor? Alladhina yattabi'una rasul, that those who follow the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, particularly Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam. He is part and encourage one another to do good and prohibit one another from evil. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that how the Bani Israel went astray, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them all ni'mat. And Allah Ta'ala told them that the day of Saturday is your honorable day, respect it. Don't do your fishing on that day. But they did not take heed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ask the Jews of Medina Sharif about your forefathers. وَسَأَلُوا مَنِ الْقَرْيَةِ الَّتِي كَانَتْ حَاضِرَ الْبَحْرِ, that those people that were living on the ocean, how they just obeyed the command of Allah. Allah Ta'ala told them, don't fish. They didn't fish, but they threw in their rod and they threw in their net. And they made a plot. Allah Ta'ala tells us that also don't be like the Bani Israel. Don't say we don't eat interest, but you use all different names, dividends, all different the plots, and you try and make something halal. The haram that is halal. Something halal that is haram. Allah Ta'ala says, be very careful. Then those people, Allah Ta'ala says, we save those people who warn them that don't do the wrong thing. So we should also, if we see somebody doing wrong, especially in our homes, etc., our children, don't turn a blind eye and say what we can tell them. Nobody listens. Allah Ta'ala says, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, remind one another, the great benefit that these will be, that you will be saved from the punishment, and Allah Ta'ala will protect us. Allah Ta'ala further mentions also, what regard to, what to alayhim nababne, that inform them about a great servant of Allah, who was a great alim, but instead of remaining firm on his knowledge, he got caught up with dunya. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَانْسَلَخَ, that how he shed his skin, and he became like a snake who throws off his skin, and then he fell towards the dunya. Allah Ta'ala says, don't get caught up in the trap of dunya. Remain firm on the commands of Allah, and follow the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. An Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu qal, إن الله تعالى لم يفرض على عباده فريضة إلا جعل لها حدا معلوما ثم عذر أهلها في حال العذر غير الذكر, فإن الله تعالى يجعل له حدا ينتهي إليه لم يجعل له حدا ينتهي إليه ولم يعذر أحدا في تركه إلا مغلوبا على تركه. حضرت عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهم سے نقل کیا ہے, وہ فرماتے ہیں کہ حق تعالی شانہ نے کوئی چیز بندوں پر ایسی فرض نہیں فرمائی جس کی کوئی حد مقرر نہ کر دی ہو اور پھر اس کے عذر کو قبول نہ فرما لیا ہو, بجز اللہ کے ذکر کے کہ نہ اس کی کوئی حد مقرر فرمائی اور نہ عقل رہنے تک کسی کو معذور قرار دیا ہے. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu says, nothing has been made obligatory by Allah Jalla Jalaluhu without fixing a maximum limit for it and excusing shortcomings in respect of it, except his zikr, for which no limit has been fixed, nor has any person, as long as he is sane, been exempted from it. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. فاذكروني أذكركم, أنا جليس من ذكرني, تلمراه جايك ميدانه, توهي تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آبغن دردل غير سامي الكله تجا عين ذل توهت عين ذل ديك جدل لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تیرے سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو نہیں مستان میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا معبود إلا الله لا مقصود إلا الله لا موجود إلا الله لا مشهود إلا الله لا إله 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 إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ تعالی شانہ اللہ 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 الله الله إيش شيرين استنام شير شكرني شوجان تمام الله الله کیا مجھ پر نظر نہ ڈالی جائے گی کیا میری فریاد خالی جائے گی اللہ 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 میرے آنکھوں میں سما جا میرے دل میں نام لیتے ہی نشا سا چا گیا ذکر میں تاثیر دورے جام ہے اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك وأتمم علينا نعمتك وأسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في على درجة الجنة جنة الخلد اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.